what you know you can't explain. But you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong. You don't know what it is, but it's there. Like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad. Experience the awakening. Brilliant anonymous researchers. Patriots, join us in the Patriot Army. Trust the plan, pain coming. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go. RedStateTalkRadio.com, Brighteon.tv, Rumble.com/MG Show. End won't be for everyone. That choice to know will be yours. Where we go one, we go all. Fight, 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 and fight we will. We fight every day right here on the MG Show. Welcome to the MG Show. It is Tuesday. Oh my gosh, what is it? March 7th. It is March Madness in 2023, which is pain, guys. And I think we're seeing March Madness right now. Before we go any further, we're going to have a huge show for you today. Let me welcome my partner in justice, Shady Groove. Shady.
Welcome to the Patriots out there, the people that are standing on the wall, that are people that realize that the narratives are deteriorating rapidly around the deep state. Thank you all for joining us here on this wonderful Tuesday. Yes, it is March Madness. Let's do it.
You know, and we're always wrong until we're right. And here we are sitting here talking to you right again, guys.
Right again.
Right again. Welcome, Brighteon.tv. Thank you very much. Red State Talk Radio. Just use your spy device. Say, tune in to Red State Talk Radio. Hear us live every day or go to RedStateTalkRadio.com. Also, we're right here on Rumble, Rumble.com/MG Show. What's up, Patriots? Press 17 if you guys are fired up for today. We've got Panic in D.C. We've got January 6th. We got Tucker Carlson with some footage. However, I want the footage myself, too. I don't want just one news source that can be controlled by Paul Ryan. And, you know, we're going to get into this a little bit later, and you're going to love it. But first, guys, we are not sponsored by Lucifizer. Are we, Shady? Are we sponsored by Lucifizer?
No, we are not. No. And we're still standing.
We're still standing, and we're sponsored by you. And we love you guys very much. Rumble.com/MG Show. You can do a Rumble rant, MG.show/donate. You can do that. We got some commercials coming up that also you can help support us. But we're actually sponsored by this company today. It is called, oh my gosh, Field of Greens. Fieldofgreens.com. You're not going to want to you're not going to want to miss out on this opportunity. Fieldofgreens.com. Use code MG Show. It's real organic superfood. Also, Shady, you know, it's about, you know, 5 to 6 scoops of vegetables every day that you know, I don't have time to eat all that or prepare all that because I'm running and gunning, punching the deep state in the all-seeing eye every day, Shady. So, you know,
yes, you are.
Yeah, you know, this has amazing ingredients, better than anything else that you'll see on TV. It's really good. I highly recommend it. I'm using it. It's getting me to the gym. It's giving me the energy I need to do this show every day with you, Shady, and with all you guys out there at Rumble.com and Brighteon and Red State Talk Radio. So if you take this, it's got a better health promise as well. If your doctor doesn't say, hey, wow, keep doing what you're doing, they'll give you your money back. And we want to set you up right now. Fieldofgreens.com. Use code MG Show so they know that it came from here. This is our sponsor, guys, and we need more sponsors like this. So if you want to support us with one thing and one thing only, this is it. fieldofgreens.com. Use code MG Show. It's a win for you. It's a win for us. And it's a win for, you know, continuing the show, guys. And thank you very much. We couldn't do it without you. So without any further ado, let's roll that beautiful. Oh, wait. Forgot to tell you the best part. Rumble, you guys out there, Brighton Rumble, Red State Talk Radio, if you go to fieldofgreens.com, use that code MG Show, we got you 15% off your first order. And if you subscribe, 10% off further orders. And without any further ado, roll that beautiful boom footage, Yeti.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There is no such thing as a bad investment. There is only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900, for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
Hello, this is Jeff Peterson from the MG Show. Shady and I are so thankful to our viewers and listeners on the podcast and rumble.com/MG Show live 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. East and Brighton.tv. If you guys want to help support this show, please help us with the sponsors, MyPillow, Sovereign Advisors, etc. We want to make sure that you understand the best way for you to help our show because we are not funded by Pfizer. We're funded by you. And this is citizen journalism, independent citizen journalism. This is the best way to support us. This is our mg.show/donate site. This $17 a month one is really awesome. I don't know why I like that number. Then there's also, that's recurring. Then there's also one-time donation, and there are other ways to donate as well. Buy us a coffee and give, send, go. But please, we really need your help to fight this battle every day and bring you content on our website. We've got a new blog too. So get over there, check out the content that we're delivering to you every day. Thank you, guys. God bless.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
And welcome back to the MG Show right here on rumble.com/MG Show, Brighton.tv. We love you guys. And RedStateTalkRadio.com, where you hear us on the fly. Just use your spy device and say, tune in to Red State Talk Radio. Don't forget, we got the podcast as well on most of your favorite podcasting platforms. We were just two dudes reading the news, and now we got our show in there. Everywhere but Spotify. Thank you, George Soros and Media Matters. We appreciate it for getting us off there. Shady Group. So here we are. Wow. What an amazing time. We've got Tucker Carlson with the actual footage. Donald J. Trump, you know, heralding Tucker for his bravery of doing this, because, you know, it seems like I'm a little scared with Tucker, you know, covering this, because, you know, Paul Ryan, you know, Rupert Murdoch, you know, all the deep staters maybe are trying to do this. And we're going to take you through a little bit of what happened since last night at Tucker Carlson. But I wanted to, if you guys didn't see this, we actually went to Justice right here. Just use a pen. And this is the Rumble. This is us on Rumble last night. We spent about an hour and 53 minutes and 29 seconds with him last night. And we actually talked about a lot of things that we normally don't talk about. We were actually interviewed, Shady, by Justice. And if you didn't see it, please go check it out. We talk about CPAC. We talk about Unity. We talk about Truth Social. We talk about Q. We talk about the attackers that you're seeing attacking us today and that we've known them for about 5 years. Pretty amazing, guys. You're going to want to see it. You know, the people that are, you know, you got to look at who the bot network supports and doesn't attack in order to see who's who in real, in my opinion. I mean, this is, you know, from my experience, Shady Groove, this is what I figured out. It's basically a great interview, guys. I'm going to drop that link right here for you guys to go watch it later. I think it was a great interview. What do you think, Shady?
I really thought it was a great interview. I appreciated him having us over there, and it was nice because we were speaking to someone that really didn't know a lot about what we talk about every day. We talk about the Q phenomena every day, and it was really interesting to get a hot take on it from the younger generation that kind of didn't see anything going on, but had some great questions and really does understand how to understand things once they're explained to them. But, you know, the whole narrative control that has been manipulated around what Q is it's confused people. And I thought that he may be watching right now, Jeff.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, the feedback that I got is, you know, we're going to be talking about Q in the future. But I liked how I got some feedback saying that, you know, maybe we need the, you know, and he was saying, talk to me like I'm five. But as you know, we've been doing this for 5 years and we pretty much have it down. You know, we were citizen journalists covering Q. And, you know, I think what hit home last night with him was, you know, is the mainstream media attacking Donald J. Trump?
Yes.
Is the mainstream media attacking Truth Social?
Yes.
Is the mainstream media attacking, quote unquote, QAnon?
Yes.
So maybe you might want to understand it a little bit. What do you think? And that pretty much hit home.
I think that's the Occam's razor of the situation. You know, the most plausible answer is the answer. And I can't point to a single any piece of evidence that shows the mainstream media telling me the truth about anything over the last 10 years. So it's pretty good logic.
So I think so too. So go watch that. Just use a pen. It's on the Liberty. Liberty and Just Us. JUSTUS. Justice. Liberty and Justice on Rumble. It's episode 34. Check it out. I think maybe we'll have him here too, and just have him come over. What a great guy! Thank you, Justice, for having us on. Now, Shady, I want to just flip it because we've got a little bit of time here that we need to watch, but Tucker was on fire last night. Donald Trump talked about it, and I think we need to actually watch it to see it. We were doing the interview, so I didn't watch the whole thing. I watched little clips, but the little clips don't do it justice, for lack of a better term, Shady. So let's go ahead and watch Tucker Carlson on the January 6th episode. He shares exclusive, never-before-seen footage of inside the Capitol on January 6th, 2021. And Tucker exposes the falsehoods of the Democrats and the media. And I want to thank Kiki's Finds for this. It's commercial-free. So let's go ahead and check it out. Shady, you ready?
Yeah, I am ready. I really think that this needs to be part of the show. It needs to be something that people see, because you guys out there know that it's been a narrative, but you didn't really start seeing any of this stuff until yesterday. And it's jaw-dropping. It's jaw-dropping to see what they said to us and what they were willing to do to us and what really happened.
You know, this show right here over a year ago told you and found the reports about Brian Sicknick actually dying of a stroke, probably from COVID. That's my theory. The jab. I bet he died from the jab. Not from a fire extinguisher in the head, which they had to retract. And he's wearing a helmet.
He had a helmet.
He had a helmet. All right. So here we go. Well, he's special, Shady. And God rest Brian. I mean, nobody likes to talk about that. But the family, we're going to talk about the family, and we're going to talk about what the family said in the past and what they're saying now and who really wrote stuff. You're not going to want to miss it. Well, first, we need to get the context right here with Tucker Carlson. Let's check it out. Here we go.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson's and happy Monday. We're about to show you surveillance footage from inside the United States Capitol. The images you'll see were recorded 26 months ago today on January 6, 2021. Until now, politicians have kept this tape hidden from the public. There is no legitimate justification for that, and there never has been. On January 6, 2 years ago, thousands of protesters walked from a Trump rally on the Ellipse outside the White House to the U.S. Capitol, where the certification of the presidential election was underway. The protesters were angry. They believed that the election they had just voted in had been unfairly conducted. They were right. In retrospect, it is clear the 2020 election was a grave betrayal of American democracy. Given the facts that have since emerged about that election, no honest person can deny it. Yet the beneficiaries of that election continue to lie about what is now obvious. The real crime, they will tell you again and again, is not what happened on Election Day 2020. The real crime is what happened 2 months later on January 6th, when Donald Trump led an insurrection against the duly elected American government. To prove that claim and to divert attention from the details of the presidential election itself, Democrats in Congress impaneled what they called the House Select Committee on the January 6th attack. The point of that committee was to prevent Donald Trump from running for president again. In December of last year, committee members voted unanimously to refer Trump to the Department of Justice for criminal prosecution. Mission accomplished. But what the committee did not do was explain what happened inside the Capitol on January 6th. 3 weeks ago, thanks to the new Republican Speaker's office, we gained access to thousands of hours of surveillance video that help answer that question. The January 6th committee had access to this very same tape and watched much of it. But as we're about to show you, committee members lied about what they saw and then hid the evidence from the public, as well as from January 6th criminal defendants and their lawyers. That is unforgivable. Whatever you think of Speaker Kevin McCarthy, he rectified that crime, and we are grateful that he did. Before we show you the tape, a few words on the process. Our producers had unfettered access to the Capitol surveillance video. Neither the Speaker's office nor our bosses at Fox News interfered in any way with our investigation. Of the 40,000 or so hours of tape, most of it turned out to be irrelevant. Static shots of empty rooms, in some cases far from the Capitol itself. To find relevant videotape, our producers were given use of Capitol computers with advanced mapping software. That made it easy to find what we were looking for. What we didn't have was access to facial recognition software, and that was significant. For more than 2 years, we have wondered why some in the crowd that day who seemed to be inciting violence were never indicted for it. We assumed these were federal agents of some sort. We still assume that. And in fact, there were many examples of behavior we saw in those tapes that didn't seem to make sense. Men in civilian clothes holding doors open for protesters, escorting others through the Capitol, etc. We would love to know who these people were. But as of tonight, we don't know. And because we don't know, we're not going to put their faces on the screen and suggest they were federal agents. That would be irresponsible. So there were many mysteries we could not solve. Among them, unfortunately, is the shooting of Ashley Babbitt. From the evidence we have, the publicly available evidence, it seems clear that Babbitt was murdered by a Capitol Hill police officer called Michael Byrd. Ashley Babbitt was unarmed. She was shorter in stature than average. She posed no conceivable threat to anyone. But beyond that, we can only speculate about what happened. There were no security cameras near the Speaker's lobby where Ashley Babbitt was killed. And one more thing. Virtually no one in Washington, Republican or Democrat, certainly not in the news media, wanted to see this tape released tonight. That's why it's remained hidden for more than 2 years. In recent weeks, the usual hyenas in Congress and on cable news have been howling about we are putting lives at risk by showing this tape to the public. Given that these are the very same people who support open borders and defunding the police, it is hard to take their complaints seriously. But we do take security seriously. So before airing any of this video, we checked first with the Capitol Police. We're happy to say their reservations were minor, and for the most part, they were reasonable. In the end, the only change that we made was in blurring the details of a single interior door in the Capitol building. You're unlikely even to notice it when we show you, and we are confident it does not affect our reporting. With that, here's the video. It doesn't answer every question from January 6th, far from it. But it does prove beyond doubt that Democrats in Congress, assisted by Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney, lied about what happened that day. They are liars. That is conclusive. And that fact should prevent them from ever being taken seriously again. We're going to begin tonight with footage that shows you what was actually happening inside the Capitol. The footage does not show an insurrection or a riot in progress. Instead, it shows police escorting protesters through the building, including the now infamous QAnon shaman. Watch. These are the pictures you've seen of January 6th. They're familiar because they've been playing on a loop on every media outlet in America for the last 2 years. There's a reason for that. But it turns out there's quite a bit of video you haven't seen. And that video tells a very different story about what happened on January 6th. More than 40,000 hours of surveillance footage from in and around the Capitol have been withheld from the public. And once you see the video, you'll understand why. Taken as a whole, the video record does not support the claim that January 6th was an insurrection. In fact, it demolishes that claim. And that's exactly why the Democratic Party and its allies in the media prevented you from seeing it. By controlling the images you were allowed to view from January 6th, they controlled how the public understood that day. They could lie about what happened, and you would never know the difference. Those lies had a purpose. They created a pretext for a federal crackdown on opponents of the Uniparty in Washington.
Our office wanted to ensure that there was shock and awe, that we could charge as many people as possible.
The first thing you notice from viewing the full video record of January 6th is just how many people entered the Capitol building that day. Hundreds and hundreds of people, possibly thousands, over the course of about 2 hours. The crowd was enormous. A small percentage of them were hooligans. They committed vandalism. You've seen their pictures again and again. But the overwhelming majority weren't. They were peaceful. They were orderly and meek. These were not insurrectionists. They were sightseers. Footage from inside the Capitol overturns the story you've heard about January 6th. Protesters queue up in neat little lines. They give each other tours outside the speaker's office. They take cheerful selfies and they smile. They're not destroying the Capitol. They obviously revere the Capitol. They're there because they believe the election was stolen from them. They believe in the system. Here's the man you've heard referred to as the QAnon shaman outside the Senate chamber. These are not rioters. These are people who wandered over from a political rally.
We will not let them silence your voices.
After the rally, they walked down Pennsylvania Avenue, where organizers had secured a federal permit to hold a legal rally on the grounds of the Capitol.
I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard.
Once at the Capitol building, things began to get chaotic. Capitol police officers fired tear gas into the crowd. A few at the front of the herd broke windows. Someone opened the doors, and many hundreds of others just walked in.
They're going to make that the story.
Of course, they did make it the story. And at the center of it, the single most famous person arrested that day was a Navy veteran from Arizona called Jacob Chansley, often referred to as the QAnon shaman.
The so-called QAnon shaman.
QAnon shaman.
Someone named Q shaman.
Jacob Chansley became the face of January 6th, a dangerous conspiracy theorist dressed in outlandish costume who led the violent insurrection to overthrow American democracy. For these crimes, Chansley was sentenced to nearly 4 years in prison, far more time than many violent criminals now receive. What did Jacob Chansley do to receive this punishment? To this day, there is dispute over how Chansley got into the Capitol building. But according to our review of the internal surveillance video, it is very clear what happened once he got inside. Virtually every moment of his time inside the Capitol was caught on tape. The tapes show that Capitol Police never stopped Jacob Chansley. They helped him. They acted as his tour guides. Here's video of Chansley in the Senate chamber. Capitol Police officers take him to multiple entrances and even try to open locked doors for him. We counted at least 9 officers who were within touching distance of unarmed Jacob Chansley. Not one of them even tried to slow him down. Chansley understood that Capitol Police were his allies. Video shows him giving thanks for them in a prayer on the floor of the Senate. Watch.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving the inspiration needed to these police officers to allow us into the building.
Contrast the reality of what Jacob Chansley did in the Capitol building on January 6th, the indisputable facts recorded on video, some of which has never before been seen, with the depiction of Jacob Chansley that you've seen in the media for more than 2 years. He's a terrorist, they said. He should be killed.
Shoot him. Shoot him. Like, if it, you burst into the United States, if he was dressed like bin Laden, would you have shot him?
Shoot him. Shoot him. It makes you wonder, who are the violent extremists here? Not Jacob Chansley. And the video proves that. But you would never have known from the media coverage.
The people sitting in the chairs,
need to be sitting in a jail cell.
Chansley is in a jail cell. He's been there for months. If he was in fact committing such a grave crime, why didn't the officers who were standing right next to him place him under arrest? Until now, no one could even prove that even happened, but it did. We're going to digest this surveillance video from the U.S. Capitol on January 6th in pieces tonight. We're going to show you more in just a moment. But first, we're going to pause and bring in the New York Post Miranda Devine, who's been on top of the story from the very beginning. By the way, this will be the front page of tomorrow's New York Post. Miranda Devine joins us now. Miranda, thanks so much for coming on. So the disconnect between what they told us happened inside and what we now know happened inside, thanks to the surveillance video, is vast. But in the case of Jacob Chansley, it's very troubling since his life has been destroyed and he's in prison as we speak. Simple question. How, given that Jacob Chansley was wandering around with armed police officers who appeared from the footage to be helping him, could he be indicted and convicted and they not? Like, how does that work?
Well, it's very sad because obviously you can see from the demeanor of the police officers and from his own demeanor that he was harmless, that they regarded him as harmless. You saw him walk past about nine other police officers. They didn't even give him, a look, even though he was dressed so garishly. He's obviously a performance artist. And was not posing any threat to anybody. You can see where they help him open a door to go in to the Senate chamber. And so why on earth was that footage not used as exculpatory evidence in his trial? This man is spending almost 4 years in jail, a naval veteran aged 33 years old, and he's just puzzled about it. You can see in that jailhouse interview that you played that he he says his regret is that he thought, because the police officers were showing him around, that it was okay, that what he was doing was appropriate. And you can see the way those people were walking through the Capitol, as you say, they are walking meekly, politely, queuing, very peaceable, that they don't mean any harm. They are treating the Capitol with reverence. That doesn't excuse the others, the minority of the protesters who did break windows and fight police and injure police and cause mayhem. But the people who are now being picked up and some of them have been jailed without trial for months, even years on end, did not commit violence. They walked through open doors. They were escorted by police. They felt that this was okay. And I think Jacob Chansley is a classic example of that.
If I go to the door of a liquor store and a uniformed police officer opens it for me, I walk in, I take the money out of the till and then leave, escorted by the police officer, he's an accessory to the crime I just committed. I'm not attacking the Capitol Police. We're grateful for their help in getting this video out. But that doesn't make any sense at all. And the federal judge who oversaw this case doesn't seem to have noticed. This seems insane to me, and I don't know why no one is willing to explain it.
Well, clearly the Capitol Police, none of them, you have 9 or 10 officers there, do not think that there is anything unusual about this guy with the fur hat and the Viking horns and the face paint wandering around the corridors and walking into the then, Senate chamber that had been evacuated. What we hear from the Capitol Police, they tell us, is that they were trying to de-escalate the crowd, de-escalate any unrest. And so perhaps that's what they were doing. They were completely outnumbered. I don't really blame the Capitol Police. All they were trying to do was keep people calm and happy. They were betrayed by Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell, who refused the repeated requests by the Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sund in the days before and several times on the day of January 6th for backup, for National Guard. That is the most inexplicable part of this story.
It is. And in fact, tomorrow we're going to have an interview with a Capitol Police officer in charge of the sector where this took place inside the Capitol, explaining what happened. And it's shocking. I appreciate Miranda Devine, you coming on tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Tucker.
So from January 6, 2021 till today, you will hear people say, including the President of the United States, that the mob murdered police officers. That is a lie. But the death of Officer Brian Sicknick is the pretext they used to tell that lie. So what happened to Officer Brian Sicknick? Well, we found footage of him within the Capitol that proves they are lying. That's next. Within hours of January 6th, literally hours, you began to hear that day described as a deadly insurrection, and not described by one news outlet or one politician, but in unison by all of them, almost like it was coordinated, a deadly insurrection. That's how history may record January 6th. But the tape that we reviewed from within the building on that day proves it was neither an insurrection nor deadly. Here it is.
January 6th, when an estimated 2,000 rioters breached the Capitol building, causing the deaths of five police officers.
Certain dates echo throughout history. December 7th, 1941. September 11th, 2001. And January 6th.
The mob beat officers with anything they had on them. Hockey stick, a flagpole, a fire extinguisher. Police officers died.
Donald Trump supporters who, of course, rioted and killed police officers.
By the evening of January 6th, the Democratic Party and its publicists in the national news media had settled on a description of what had happened that day. They distilled an enormous number of highly complex events, events that even now we don't fully understand, into a single emotionally laden political slogan, which they've repeated for years with remarkable discipline. January 6th, they said, was a deadly insurrection.
There was a deadly insurrection that the right wing is trying to cover up.
He incited a deadly insurrection.
Incited a deadly insurrection.
The violent, deadly insurrection on the Capitol 9 months ago, it was about white supremacy, in my view.
A deadly insurrection. Everything about that phrase is a lie. Very little about January 6th was organized or violent. Surveillance video from inside the Capitol shows mostly peaceful chaos. But the slogan worked. The term deadly carries enormous emotional power, which is why they used it. To prove the insurrection was deadly, propagandists pointed to the death of an officer called Brian Sicknick. The mob killed Officer Brian Sicknick. That's what they said. It was their single most powerful indictment of the January 6th protesters and of Donald Trump and of Republican voters nationally. They repeated that claim for years. They are still repeating it. At first, they told the country that Officer Sicknick was murdered with a fire extinguisher.
Officer Brian Sicknick died after being hit in the head with a fire extinguisher during the fight.
That story came from the New York Times, which is effectively the assignment editor for most of the rest of American media. It was a lie, untrue in any way. But only after that lie had hardened into conventional wisdom did the newspaper bother to retract it.
The New York Times has quietly retracted its story about the death of Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick.
The damage had been done. Brian Sicknick, himself a Trump voter, had been transformed without his consent into a political martyr of the left. His memory was shamelessly exploited by the incoming Biden administration. In February of 2021, Sicknick's body lay in state in the Capitol Rotunda, where a parade of unscrupulous politicians made use of it. Here's Joe Biden.
Breaking down the doors, trying to overturn an outcome of election, and killing several police officers in the meantime.
But Brian Sicknick should not be reduced to a prop for the political ambitions of the Democratic Party. He was a human being. The facts of his life matter, including how he died. To this day, media accounts describe Sicknick as someone who was, quote, slain on January 6th. The video we reviewed proves that is a lie. Here is surveillance footage of Sicknick walking in the Capitol after he was supposedly murdered by the mob outside. By all appearances, Sicknick is healthy and vigorous. He's wearing a helmet, so it's hard to imagine he was killed by a head injury. Whatever happened to Brian Sicknick was very obviously not the result of violence he suffered at the entrance to the Capitol. This tape overturns the single most powerful and politically useful lie the Democrats have told us about January 6th. And it was indeed a lie. The January 6th committee knew perfectly well that Brian Sicknick was walking normally through the Capitol after he was supposedly murdered by Trump supporters. And they know that because they saw this tape. We can be sure because the footage contains an electronic bookmark that is still archived in the Capitol's computer system. That means that investigators working for the Democratic Party reviewed this tape. They saw it. But they refused to release the tape to the public. Why? Because this tape would shatter the fraud they were perpetrating on the country. Because hiding the truth served their political interest. They lied about the police officer they claimed to revere. If they were willing to do that, then their dishonesty knew no limits. And as you'll see in a moment, their dishonesty did know no limits. New surveillance video in just a minute, including new reporting on Ray Epps and what he was doing there and what he told investigators he was doing there and how it's contradicted by the video evidence. But first, to assess what we just saw, Charlie Hurt of the Washington Times joins us now. Charlie, thanks so much for coming on.
Great to see you.
So if you think, and you know, you've really got a feel for Brian Sicknick, who's passed away, and you've got to wonder about anyone who knew, they knew that he was not murdered by the mob, but they've claimed it anyway for 2 years. And it takes a very low kind of person to do that, to lie about a man's death like that for political advantage. And this tape proves that's exactly what they did.
No, these people are truly sick. You think you know how sick they are, and then you see something like this, and you realize that there is truly nothing, no body, no event, nothing that they won't exploit. And as Joe Biden said,
exactly.
Oh no, this is also about white supremacy, and nobody comported themselves worse than the press did on this day, and of course in years afterwards. And the best example of it is to look at the degree to which so many people in the press are so upset that you got the tapes and that you're going to release the tapes. I've never heard of this. I've never in all of my life known a press that didn't want information to be released. That's what we have been fighting for since the invention of the printing press. And now we have all these people, they're so committed to sort of the big lie that the government tells, that they'll do anything, including denigrating the name of a good police officer and trying to hide the truth in order to sort of prop up this propaganda. And the deadly insurrection is one of them. The other one that they love to talk about is the armed insurrectionists. And I remember at the time asking reporters at the time, why do you keep calling these people armed insurrectionists when there's no evidence that anybody used any arms against it? And they said, well, they had flagpoles. So it's because people were walking around with American flags that made them armed insurrectionists.
I should say for viewers who don't know, you've been in journalism all your life. Your father was a journalist. You grew up in this business. And I agree with you. It's shocking to see how thoroughly it's been perverted into what it is now.
To support the government.
Right. Active defense of the people in charge. It's shocking. Charlie Hurt, appreciate it. Thank you.
Great to see you.
So there's one takeaway from all of the footage that we went through thousands of hours over the past 3 weeks is that the January 6th committee lied, that the press bought and repeated their lies, and that those lies were used to strip the civil liberties, in some cases the freedoms, of voters across the country, really to eliminate some of our core human rights in this country. So in a moment, we're going to show you new proof, new evidence of that, video they withheld, including video of Ray Epps. That's straight ahead. If there's one takeaway from the corpus of footage that we spent 3 weeks looking at, it's that the January 6th committee lied. Its members are liars. And as the result of those lies, core civil liberties in this country were eroded. People went to prison. They're in prison as of right now, unjustly. So those lies had consequences. So you have to ask yourself, whatever happened to the members of the January 6th committee? These liars who hurt people and the country. Well, let's see. Adam Schiff is running for Senate. Adam Kinzinger got a job at CNN. Liz Cheney somehow wound up a professor at the University of Virginia, the august University of Virginia. They're all still there. Benny Thompson, ooh, listen to his wisdom, but they're liars. And above all, this video proves it. Here's another installment.
One of the enduring mysteries of January 6th is the role that intelligence and law enforcement agencies played in the events of that day. We know there was some number of undercover federal agents in the crowd at the Capitol. Officials have since admitted that under oath. But what exactly were they doing there? The January 6th committee worked hard to hide the answer to that question. We do know from contemporaneous videotape that a mysterious figure called Ray Epps encouraged the crowd to go into the Capitol. For some reason, Epps has never been indicted for that. But there's no question he did it.
We need to go into the Capitol!
Under public pressure, the January 6th committee finally interviewed Ray Epps. Epps told the committee that he never entered the Capitol and therefore never committed a crime. His text messages showed that at 2:12 p.m., he boasted to his nephew that he had, quote, orchestrated the protests at the Capitol. He admitted he helped get people there. Yet, curiously, congressional Democrats consider Ray Epps an ally, not an insurrectionist. Tonight, we can tell you that at the very least, Ray Epps lied in his sworn testimony to the January 6th committee. Epps testified that when he sent the text messages to his nephew, he had already left the Capitol grounds to return to his hotel room. That is not true. The surveillance footage we found shows that, in fact, Ray Epps remained at the Capitol for at least another half an hour. You're seeing that on your screen now. What was Epps doing there? We can't say, but we do know that he lied to investigators. The January 6th committee likely knew this too. Democrats had access to the same tape, yet they defended Ray Epps. No honest investigation would do that. But the point of the January 6th committee was never to investigate anything. The point was to stage a made-for-TV show trial. From the opening moments, the tone of the hearings was almost comically overheated and polemical. There is not a tragedy in American history that Democrats didn't liken to the protests of January 6th.
I'm from a part of the country where people justify the actions of slavery, the Ku Klux Klan, and lynching.
How staged and fraudulent was the work of the January 6th committee? Democrats hired a Good Morning America producer called James Goldston to dramatize the footage they released. They even dubbed in audio to make the pictures more sensational, as in a docudrama. The networks carried it all live as if it were real. But Donald Trump was far from the only target.
The enemy is within the House of Representatives.
Within hours of January 6th, Democrats alleged a conspiracy. They claimed their Republican colleagues had helped to plan the breach of the Capitol building. There was never any evidence this was true, none at all. Yet it was widely repeated.
Our colleagues are continuing to engage with white nationalist extremist groups, the most violent attack on the Capitol since the War of 1812.
At one point, the January 6th committee publicly accused Republican Congressman Barry Laudermilk of Georgia of leading a reconnaissance mission through the Capitol building the day before.
They were looking for some member of Congress that was involved in all this.
The surveillance tape that we reviewed shows this story is a lie, and the Democrats on the committee knew it was a lie when they told it. The so-called reconnaissance mission, Democrats alleged, was nothing more than Congressman Laudermilk giving a guided tour to his constituents from Georgia, none of whom were, quote, insurrectionists. Laudermilk didn't even take the group inside the Capitol building. They walked through a congressional office building down the street.
The FBI totally cleared them. The committee knew this before they actually made their accusations against me. It wanted to create this story that would, fit where they wanted the evidence to lead.
Despite the video evidence they possessed proving it wasn't true, the committee included the lie in its final report. Protesters, it says dramatically, quote, took a tour of the Capitol with Representative Barry Laudermilk, during which he took pictures of hallways and staircases.
If you read the final report, it was a manifesto against Donald Trump. That's all it was.
When the committee wasn't accusing Republican officeholders of planning riots on January 6th, it was accusing them of running away from those riots like cowards. In the case of Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri, the committee and their allies accused him of both.
Josh Hawley is a...
To prove that Josh Hawley was a coward, the committee released a video of him loping out of the building on the afternoon of January 6th with a police escort. The tape became a staple on social media. Democrats laughed with derision.
Later that day, Senator Hawley fled after those protesters he helped to rile up stormed the Capitol. See for yourself.
Oh,
But in fact, the surveillance footage we reviewed shows that famous clip was a sham, edited deceptively by the January 6th committee. The clip was propaganda, not evidence. The actual videotape shows that Hawley was one of many lawmakers being ushered out of the building by Capitol Hill police officers. And in fact, Hawley was at the back of the pack. The coward tape was a lie, one of many from the January 6th committee. One of many is for certain. Thomas Massie serves in the Congress. He did then, he does now. He represents the Commonwealth of Kentucky. Congressman, thank you so much for coming on. I have never seen members of Congress accuse the other, I mean, there's usually a kind of fraternity in the Congress. You're all members of Congress, 435, accuse their colleagues unfairly without any evidence at all of committing felonies. What's your response to this, to the lying from your colleagues in the Congress?
You've exposed so many lies tonight with these tapes that it's changed my perception of what happened 2 years ago. And I was there, the tapes of people milling peacefully about. And my hat's off to your producers for sitting over there and going through hours of this.
Yes.
But I would love to unleash the resourcefulness of the American public on these videos. I think they should be released. You know, I think it's poppycock that they can't be released because of some security issues. Look, I'm the one who's supposed to be secured by these buildings, and right. I'm not worried about releasing them. They need to be released. In fact, there was a Rasmussen poll that just came out that showed over 80%, 78% of Democrats and 86% of Republicans say that all the videos should be released. And they should, because as you said, Tucker, you didn't have facial recognition software there. We also need a complete catalog of all of the feds who were there. Tell us who they were. Let's watch the videos and let's see what they did, because there's some really strange behavior on those videos of people behind the police lines in plain clothes, like touching them on the shoulder, talking in their ear, walking around boundaries as if they weren't even there. It's very odd. I'm the one who asked Merrick Garland. I showed him the tape of Ray Epps. The Democrats didn't like it. I had to show it on an iPad for Merrick Garland to watch it. And then he refused to say how many feds were there. But that was also in the Rasmussen poll. 57% of Democrats think that it's at least somewhat likely that feds, agents of the federal government, were not just there, but we're also encouraging people to riot or go into the Capitol.
It's very clear from the footage that our producers bravely slogged through for 3 weeks, and God bless them for doing it, that that's exactly right, that federal agents encouraged the violence that day. We're just a TV show, and we can't show people without proof of who they really are.
Now, I want to real quick just take a break right there. We're going to be leaving Brighteon.tv in a couple of minutes, Shady. But right now, I mean, looking through this, it's we're always wrong until we're right. You're not going to want to miss hour number two, guys. Rumble.com/MG Show. Go find the live show right there because we're going to unpack some other things with this instance, with what's his Sicknick. I knew that. I put a video about that about over a year ago, Shady. And now it's finally coming out. Now you know why these people are so scared of us. I agree with Massey, Shady. We, Anons, us, would do a great job going through that footage, and we'd have it done in less than 3 weeks, Shady Groove.
It would be a lot less than 3 weeks, and I'm hoping that this piece that Tucker did would generate the momentum that we need to force them to release it, because it belongs to you, and that's what you need to do. If you're concerned about this and you want to talk to your representative, you call them and tell them that tape belongs to me. It doesn't belong to you. Now I can see that you guys are clearly lying, and you're not doing it for sources and methods except for your sources and methods to run the op, and it's clear now. So it doesn't matter which side of the aisle these people are on.
And remember, Shady, censorship is mind control. And that's what they did to your friends and family. And, to say that this guy, QAnon Shaman guy, we had him on the show. I think we've had two shows with him, Shady. I'm not sure. Just go to Rumble and put Jacob Chansley and you'll find our show. Tucker, maybe you might want to show everybody how peaceful this gentleman is. But they lied. Everybody lied. The DOJ and the lawyers on the January 6th committee all lied. Now, I want to read to you a Kash Patel comment here, Shady, before we head out of here. and finish the rest of this, because this whole thing needs to be seen. And it's absolutely fantastic. So let's go over to Toria Brooke, the Justice League on Telegram, or the real Toria Brooke on Telegram. Or go to True Social. Prosecutor that fails to disclose evidence of innocence, a.k.a. Brady information, violates the Constitution and must be reported to the court for contempt charges. How many DOJ prosecutors will be reported based on the January 6th footage now out? How many people are going to... It's unconstitutional. They violated it. They withheld. They didn't disclose evidence. They violated the Brady information.
They did.
It's treason.
And not necessarily just the prosecutors, but also I think that the lawyers in the situation are going to be culpable as well, as far as withholding exculpatory evidence. We had a little bit of a back and forth with the behind the scenes thing that was going on with what Mr. Chansley's lawyers were recommending him do. And they were not pushing at all for the release of this information. They were not acting in any regard in his defense. As a matter of fact, they were just looking for a way to force a plea deal, which they ended up doing by putting pressure on him. His own lawyer was putting pressure on him.
Yeah.
Falsely. And now we see.
And we even showed the lawyer the clear evidence on CNN's website of him being escorted and saying the prayer, thanking the Capitol Police for escorting him and showing him around. I mean,
and the lawyer didn't know it.
And the lawyer didn't know. Or did he?
Or did he? Absolutely right, sir.
All right, here we go. Some more.
We were, but I agree with your assessment completely. That obviously happened. Congressman Thomas Massie of Kentucky, thank you so much for coming on. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Tucker, for getting this out there.
Of course. By the way, we're not, of course, in charge of this video. We don't own this video. There's a limit to the decisions we can make about it. But we have more, and we're going to show it to you tomorrow. More surveillance footage from January 6th, including an interview with a top Capitol Police officer who was there and who raises a lot of pretty shocking questions about the Capitol Police response to January 6th. And keep in mind, the Capitol Police, as a force, is controlled by the Speaker of the House. And at that point, it was Nancy Pelosi. So Michael Knowles of the Daily Wire pointed out that gender ideology.
So we'll leave it there because he's going to go into something else. But Shady Groove, you know, going to Donald J. Trump's Truth Social. Let's quickly cover that before we head out of hour number one. Donald, I mean, maybe we'll do a little bit more. Real Donald J. Trump. There he is. It's very interesting because he came out with this, Shady. Tucker Carlson, a must watch tonight, releasing more video, which was hidden by the crooked J6 Unselect Committee. They should be prosecuted for their lies and, quite frankly, treason.
Boom. You don't get more specific than that.
No. I mean, it is treason, Shady Groove. You know, holding these people without charges is unconstitutional, or, you know, they can do this in D.C. That's why they needed all these people in D.C., because they can do this. You know, D.C. is not a part of America. Right, Shady? We all understand that.
It's their narrative generation center, and what they've effectively done is generated all of these narratives, an armed insurrection. Jake Chansley was a threat. Sicknick died that day. Epps wasn't a Fed. And Hawley was running out of there all alone and scared by himself. Like, all of those are narratives that have been run on you and your family for the last 2 years that are complete bullshit. I'm sorry, but that's what they are. It's bullshit. And people are in prison. They've been in prison for 2 years, over 2 years of this, guys. These people are there singing the national anthem every night. They've been incarcerated for 2 years for walking around inside the Capitol. It's insane. And it's infuriating.
Set up by the FBI, Antifa, and everyone else, Shady Groove. All the black hats had their little paws on this.
Unbelievable.
Oh, man. And with that, Shady Groove, very heartfelt. Thank you very much, guys. We'll be back. Hour number two, take a 5-minute kafefi and popcorn break, and you're going to see the backlash. We're going to go through all the backlash coming up next on the MG Show. Please support us. Thank you for your Rumble rants. Rumble.com/donate. Shady, take it away, brother.
Stay tuned for hour number two of the Matrix Groove Show, live on Red State Talk Radio, coming right up after these words, In the Matrix with 3X's.com.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrighteonStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code MGSHOW at checkout for additional savings.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There is no such thing as a bad investment. There is only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900 for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The My Pillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, My Pillow 2.0. When I invented My Pillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. My Pillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. My Pillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of My Pillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a My Pillow or not, you need to get the brand new My Pillow 2.0. Call or go to mypillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
Welcome back. Hour number two, The Matrix Groove Show on RedStateTalkRadio.com. Just say, hey, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Justice for all. Donald J. Trump.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
USA. That's Justice for All, Donald J. Trump and the J6 Prison Choir. They sing that every night along with a prayer, and then they sing the national anthem, Shady Groove. That was beautiful. It's called Justice for All.
Can you imagine the patriotism it takes for people to be incarcerated by their government for over 2 years and still stand every night and pledge allegiance to the flag and sing the national anthem being incarcerated? I think a lot of us could take a few lessons from that type of patriotism.
My God, JD, it was so beautiful. You know,
it is.
Yeah. And they do, the prisoners, right? They do this every night.
And they've been doing it every night. It's a monumental moment. It's a monumental moment that we find ourselves in right now, everybody. It's not just MG show. It is the country. It's the idea of how do we save the country? Well, we can't save the country until we understand what is happening to the country. And whenever you have the people that are supposedly running the country, engineering the destruction of the country, it's very hard to disseminate and to understand what's happening. And I think that, God bless every one of you patriots out there who decided to look at the truth, to look for the truth instead of just nodding your head and being told. I appreciate all of you.
Yeah, and let's watch the J6 prisoners pray and sing the national anthem.
Everybody's outside right now. Mickey and a whole bunch of other people are outside.
We love you, Mickey.
Love you, Mickey.
Love you, Mickey.
Yeah, and so we're going to, Julian's going to lead a prayer. And then we're going to do what we do every night at 9 o'clock is sing the national anthem.
America.
We're doing our own little photo shoot here for you on the reverse side of this. I'm waving at it right now, so you're going to see this in the future. America. And it's going to be pretty cool. So I've got Julian Cater here, and he's going to do the prayer to start us off, and then we're going to do the national anthem.
In the name of the Father, and His Son, Jesus Christ, and of the Holy Spirit, let us pray. Thank you for this experience, God, that we may get to grow and have a chance to become better men and more humble followers of your word and your will. Even though we may not fully understand it or see the whole path yet, we have full faith and confidence that you have a plan for us. I'd like to pray for our broken nation, O God. May every soul come to know the love and grace of your only Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is the good shepherd. He is the true vine, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David and the bright morning star. He is the way and the truth and the life. Thank you, Lord, for opening the eyes of so many people in this country and the world. May we always let our light shine before others so that they may see your good deeds and glorify you and only you, our loving Father who art in heaven. It's in your most holy name that I pray. Amen.
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 The prayer.
Yeah, that was good. Great job, Julian.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed as the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Wow. So there you have it, our January 6th prisoners every night, 9 p.m.
Please include those men in your prayers every night. I know I do. I'd request that you do the same. Even if you don't call your representative or do anything like that, please just include them in your prayers. Their families, each one of them, those men has a family, someone who, the family that is no longer has their breadwinner in the family. And I would imagine a lot of them have lost their homes. Maybe even a lot of them have lost their livelihoods in general, their wives and their families. So please just don't forget to pray for them every night.
And they've been used and lied about. And we see you. We've seen you. This is my video that I did on 1/3/2022. I think I did it before that, but I think I actually, you know, posted it with this commentary after Chuck Schumer. So let's check this out. This is a flashback to January 3rd, 2022. Here we go. Let me just restart it here. And
all right, everybody.
We do it live.
Schumer came out. Storm has arrived. Posted this. Let's listen to a little bit.
And that is a continuation of what's happening around the country. You had Mrs. Sicknick on, and we all pray for her in peace and mourn her loss. But right now, election.
So he's saying that Sicknick was, if you Google it, he's died of injuries from the attack. But let's actually listen.
More than 100 days after this silent tribute marking the death of U.S. Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick, D.C.'s chief medical examiner said Sicknick died of natural causes, suffering two strokes the night after the insurrection. The medical examiner first told the Washington Post Sicknick had no evidence of internal or external injuries, and there was no evidence the 42-year-old suffered allergic reactions to chemical irritants like bear spray. Two men are charged with assaulting Sicknick using chemical spray, but today's ruling all but ensures federal prosecutors won't be able to pursue homicide charges in Sicknick's death. The ME added the strokes alone ended Sicknick's life. His death wasn't hastened because because of some other injury. In a statement, the U.S. Capitol Police said it accepted the findings of the medical examiner, but, quote, this does not change the fact that Officer Sicknick died in the line of duty, courageously defending Congress and the Capitol.
Both defendants in the Sicknick case have pleaded not guilty to those assault charges, and Leslie, the medical examiner today, did not explain why it took him more than 3 months to finish his report. Hmm. Leslie?
Yeah, we've got questions facts about matter. That.
Yeah, facts matter, Shady Groove. And he did not die in the line of duty. He died from stroke. Hey, Shady, question. What's the number one issue when you get the COVID jabs, which the Capitol Police had to take? What is one of the number one issues from the jab, Shady?
A stroke.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Huh. Huh. Well, Sicknick family, maybe you're barking up the wrong tree. There was a lot of backlash, Shady Groove, as you might as you might understand. He suffered strokes and died of natural causes. And that's what the D.C. medical examiner says. The Capitol Police needed to accept that and then tell the people what really happened. He did not get hit in the head with a fire extinguisher. You know, you run a fake story and then maybe retract it in like page 6 on the bottom of the page. Doesn't make it right, Shady.
Well, if they had done that, they wouldn't have been able to engineer the January 6th committee and to completely, run that narrative for 6 months, 8 months. They wouldn't have been able to do that.
They wouldn't have been able to do that, Shady. I'm sorry. Let's just do this. If you think that QAnon Shaman and Brian Sicknick are, you know, let's say, if you think QAnon Shaman was set up, let's see the 17s. I think he was set up. I think he's harmless. I think he looks the part, and they escorted him in because he's scary looking to normies, guys. The guy wouldn't hurt a fly.
I agree with that. And, for the people that are saying that it's fake or it's not real, I can attest that we talked to Mr. Chansley. He is incarcerated. We know that he is incarcerated.
Yeah. Yeah. And we talked, we did. So this is the letter that let me just go to it real quick. This is the letter from, it went to Mediaite. Sicknick. Sicknick family destroys Fox News and Tucker Carlson in blistering condemnation of January 6th footage spin. How about I saw it with my own eyes? There's no spin. The family of the fallen Capitol Police officer Brian Sicknick blasted Fox News and Tucker Carlson after the debut of Carlson's treatment of the January 6th footage he's been granted exclusive access to. What will it take to silence the lies from people like Tucker Carlson? Hang on, let me get the right voice.
What will it take to silence the lies from people like Carlson? What will it take to convince people that the January 6th insurrection was very real, and it was very violent, and that it was orchestrated by a man who is every bit as corrupt and evil as Vladimir Putin? The Sicknick family would love nothing more than to have Brian back with us and to resume our normal lives. Fictitious news outlets like Fox and its rabid followers will not allow that. Every time the pain of that day seems to ebb a bit, organizations like Fox rip our wounds wide open again, and we are frankly sick of it. Leave us the hell alone instead of spreading more lies from Supreme Leader Trump. Why don't you focus on real news?
And my prayers do go out to the Sicknick family, but I don't think they wrote that, Shady.
I don't think they did either. I think that was written for them.
Yeah, I do too. By the January 6th liars. And how much did you get paid, Sicknick family, from the footage? You know, from all this, you know, I want to find out some real truth. Now, this is something that's interesting too. This is from the Federalist back in the day. This is, let me just double check the timestamp here on the Federalist. Mother of Officer Sicknick says says media got her son's death wrong. Rejects New York Times fire extinguisher story. February 23rd, 2021. Mother of Officer Sicknick says media got her son's death wrong. Rejects the New York Times fire extinguisher story, Shady. He wasn't hit on the head. No, we think he had a stroke, but we don't know anything for sure. Gladys Sicknick told the Daily Mail, Shady Groove.
literally a few weeks after it happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they're still today acting like it's true, Jeff. They're still today acting like Sicknick died, trying to shut down what Tucker just exposed last night. The guy was walking around cleaning the place up.
And let's put this, and we exposed over a year ago, guys. This show and you and all Anons have exposed this well before Tucker, but we do thank Tucker because he's mainstream, Shady, and it's getting out to more people. But, you know, we see this with our eyes. Go ahead.
Well, I tell you one thing. I guarantee you that if we had access to that video footage, the story that would come out would not be the stories that Tucker released yesterday. I understand that some of those things are important, but no, he said that there was no video of the Ashley Babbitt murder. I call BS on that. There's no way there's no video. There's video of every square inch of that Capitol. Either someone's destroyed it or they didn't let him have access to it. And the idea that they could restrict his access, if you didn't know, they did restrict his ability to remove things. He couldn't actually go in there and copy tape or anything. He had to request what they wanted them to send to him, and then they would send it to him. So the way that this went down is very very kettled or controlled, if you will.
It is controlled. And you know, there's people, what's that guy's name, Joe Walsh? You know, he's screaming the loudest about, oh, you know, Joe Walsh on Twitter, Freedom Walsh, I think his handle is. I'm not sure. But I saw it with my own eyes. I don't need you to tell me what I saw. I don't think the American people need you to tell them what they saw. It's time for justice, folks.
It's just like everything else. They're completely gaslighting people. They're, you know, they're only talking to the people that don't see. They're only talking to the people that refuse to see. Remember, you will never find something that you're on purpose not looking for. Okay?
Great.
This is part of their trick.
Great point, Shady. And, you know, with the Ashley Babbitt, we had the Woos News 21-minute video of Ashley Babbitt. We've got it all. And it almost looks like part of the PSYOP. Maybe that's why they didn't give him the tape.
Exactly, because if you were to take the camera that would have been up above that stairwell and just give us the straight feed, no clips, no bouncing around, nothing, just show us the straight feed, you will see the story, I guarantee you.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so you think Chuck Schumer's taking this lying down?
Well, I doubt it.
So Schumer, he ran down to the Senate floor today to denounce Tucker Carlson, and he called for Fox News and Rupert Murdoch to stop Tucker Carlson from releasing another report on the January 6th tapes tonight. Repeat, the lie about the death of Officer Sicknick. They are freaking out. Panic in D.C.
Last night, millions of Americans tuned in to one of the most shameful hours we have ever seen on cable television. With contemptible disregard of the risks, and knowing full well he was lying to his audience, Fox News host Tucker Carlson ran a lengthy segment last night arguing the January 6th Capitol attack was not a violent insurrection. By diving deep into the waters of conspiracy and cherry-picking from thousands of hours of security footage, Mr. Carlson told the bold-faced lie that the Capitol attack, which we all saw with our own eyes, was somehow not an attack at all. He tried to argue it was nothing more than a peaceful sightseeing tour. Can you imagine? A nonviolent demonstration, a perfectly fine and appropriate instance of people expressing their opinion. I, so many others who were here in the Capitol, and millions of Americans are just furious with Tucker Carlson and Kevin McCarthy today. Many of my staff were here at the Capitol on January 6th. Their lives were put in danger, as were the lives of many of my colleagues, as well as police, maintenance staff, reporters, countless others. At one point, I was within 30 feet of the rioters. One of them, I was told, shouted out, "Let's get him," before my detail pulled me away and we ran in the other direction. To say January 6th was not violent is a lie pure and simple. I don't think I've ever seen a primetime cable news anchor manipulate his viewers the way Mr. Carlson did last night. I don't think I've ever seen an anchor treat the American people and American democracy with such disdain. And he's going to come back tonight with another segment. Fox News should tell him not to. Fox News, Rupert Murdoch, tell Carlson not to run a second segment of lies. You know it's a lie. You've admitted it's a lie. And Speaker McCarthy is every bit as culpable as Mr. Carlson. Speaker McCarthy's decision to share security footage with Fox looked like a mistake from the very beginning. But after last night, it looks like a disaster. Speaker McCarthy has played a treacherous game by catering to the hard right. He's enabled the big lie and has further eroded away at our precious democracy. When people don't believe elections are on the level, that's the beginning of the end of this bold experiment in democracy that has gone on for more than 200 years.
You're right about that.
It's shameful because Speaker McCarthy knows precisely what kind of customer Mr. Carlson is. He's not surprised by this outcome. What a low point for Speaker McCarthy. What a low point for Fox News. As reporting on the Dominion lawsuit shows, Mr. Carlson had no problem admitting behind the scenes that the big lie is pure garbage. When Sidney Powell went on the air to push the stolen election narrative, Mr. Carlson told fellow anchor Laura Ingraham that Sidney Powell is lying. His words by the deposition. Mr. Carlson's own producer texted him that, quote, "I don't think there is evidence of voter fraud that swung the election." They know. They know full well they've been lying. And they're doing it anyway. We all, Americans of all types and stripes and corners of this country, Democrats, Republicans, independents, need to take a stand and call out Mr. Carlson's conduct for what it is, a dangerous, unforgivable attempt to destabilize our democracy and rewrite the history of the worst attack on our Constitution since the Civil War. It's an insult to every police officer who was on the scene that terrible, fearful day. It's an insult to the memory of every single person who perished in connection to the attack, especially to the memory of Brian Sicknick. Nonviolent? Ask the Sicknick family. It makes me sick just thinking about what his family must be going through this morning. And it's an insult to everyone who cares about our democracy and wishes to preserve the dream of our founders in our day, in our age. I hope every member of this chamber will call out Fox and Mr. Carlson for defending the insurrectionists. And again, I am disappointed and angered in Speaker McCarthy's decision to share sensitive security footage with Mr. Carlson. Speaker McCarthy was here that day. He knows what actually happened. His staff and members suffered like everyone else, but he chose cheap political expediency over truth and preservation of democracy. I condemn Mr. Carlson for siding with the enemies of democracy. I strongly condemn Speaker McCarthy's actions and fiercely oppose his decision to share this footage with Carlson. I urge Fox News to order Carlson to cease propagating the big lie on his network and to level with their viewers about the truth behind the efforts to mislead the public. Conduct like theirs is just asking for another January 6th to happen.
That's a threat.
Wow.
That's a threat right there at the end. He's telling you we're going to do it again. It's what he's saying there. A couple interesting things that he said. But number one, guys, we have to understand that he is talking about his democracy, and the triggered nature of his commentary right there is the reason that number one, I don't think Tucker is a hero. I think Tucker is doing his job or doing a job. I don't know that Tucker is doing a complete job. Like I said earlier, I think the story would be different if we had access to that video footage, if the American people had access to that video footage. I know it would be different. Tucker's not a hero. He's doing his job. But what Chuck Schumer is doing right there is trying to martyr him. So it's very, very interesting, this little dynamic. He is so triggered over the truth. He is saying that it's sensitive because it's sensitive to their narrative, guys.
Mm-hmm. And they just want to censor him. Yep, that's right. Mm-hmm. So Brian 1871 dropped this in, and we've discussed this before. It's congressional immunity, law and legal definition. So just like, remember when we were talking about Adam Schiff, when he outright lied about Donald J. Trump, he pretty much can. This is congressional immunity refers to a special immunity that is granted to members of the Congress. The following are exemptions granted to the members of the Congress under congressional immunity. One, a Congress member is exempted from arrest while attending a session of the body to which the member belongs, excluding an arrest for treason, breach of the peace, or a felony. Or 2A, a Congress member is exempted from arrest or interrogation for any speech or debate entered into during a legislative session. In regarding grand jury 821 F2D, right there, it was held that congressional immunity is an evidentiary privilege and that is applied broadly to the evidence or testimony about all the acts that occur in a regular course of the legislative process. It therefore applies to activity taken in the course of legislative fact finding. So this is very interesting. So he can't be questioned about anything he just entered. I don't know. Very interesting turn of events. These people can just outright lie, Shady. Outright lie.
And unfortunately, we have given them the venue for that. Unfortunately, the complacency of the American people over the last 100 years has given them the power or the ego to think that they can step out there and just do that. And it's very, very interesting that we have watched this go on for in hyperdrive since 2016. If you go back before 2016 and you watch any of this stuff that goes on in the Senate or the Hill, you literally will be sitting there falling asleep trying to figure out a way to stay awake to watch it. It's that boring. But since Donald Trump, boy, did it sure change. It went from completely innocuous to completely activated. And right now, it really, it's not just the left, everybody. I understand what we're seeing right now is Chuck Schumer flipping out, but it is not just the left. I would almost guarantee you that Mitch McConnell and Mitt Romney and quite a number of others would 100% agree with what Chuck Schumer just said.
Yeah. Yeah, Mitt Romney, all these people, Liz Cheney, Shady. I mean, all of them, they're all criminal, Shady Grove. Again, to quote Cash Patel, a prosecutor that fails to disclose evidence of innocence, aka Brady information, violates the Constitution and must be reported to the court for contempt charges. How many DOJ prosecutors will be reported based on January 6th video footage now out, guys?
Hopefully a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Savvy Girl says, if it was a MAGA insurrection, why wouldn't you want the footage to be out there, Chucky boy? Yeah. There's some logic.
And at 1:08 p.m., Donald J. Trump just truthed, the January 6th Tucker investigates Shady Groove while our show was on. So thank you very much. That was Kick Dreaming who let us know about that. So these are very important to watch. Donald J. Trump is now truthing them out after we played them for you guys. And it's very, amazing to be in lockstep, to be wrong until we're right, Shady Groove. I'm actually very honored. I saw this with my own eyes, Shady Groove. I don't need even Tucker to tell me what I saw. Just turn the volume off and look at the things yourself. Look at it yourself. The things that we've shown you for the past 2 years, Shady Groove, on this, we've proven. I mean, you've got admission that Proud Boys with Joe Biggs was infiltrated by the FBI. Antifa I mean, you saw them talking about hockey sticks and all this stuff. That's Antifa tactics that we watched all summer long in 2020. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to realize that this was a setup, Shady. It was their insurrection.
Well, one thing I would like for Tucker Carlson to do is to show the video of all the gathered Antifa that were in there changing clothes in the one room on the corner of the Capitol building. They were all in there together. The police had put them in this room, and they were changing from their one clothing into their insurrectionist clothing, and they were all together. And the police were saying, oh, don't go through this door. Not that way. You guys are going to go out this way whenever we start. So where's the video footage of that? I mean, we saw them handing in all kinds of bats and implements through the windows there. They were just bringing all that stuff right in. There was video of that, Jeff, right after, literally a day or two after the January 6th occurred. And so we can see they were activated. And I would almost guarantee that some people that were in that room that we're just discussing will be some of the people that you see doing weird things out front behind the police lines and stuff. Because why? Because they were feds. That's why.
Yeah. So let the January 6th prisoners go. They were convicted or are awaiting trial based on a giant lie. A radical left con job. Thank you to Tucker Carlson and the Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, for what you both have done. New video footage is irrefutable. And why did January 6th happen? Well, here, right here, Shady Groove, check this out. This is a postal worker for the 2020 election in regards to election fraud. This is why January 6th happened, guys. I'm just going to play a little bit of it.
Or large cardboard containers of ballots loaded into my trailer. These Gaylords contain plastic trays. I call them totes, but trays will work, of ballots stacked on top of each other. All the envelopes were the same size. I could see the envelopes had handwritten addresses, return addresses, and I could even tell that one was marked registered mail. That one was off to the side, all right? They were complete ballots. I didn't think much of it at the time. At Bethpage, I was first loaded with two tall Gaylords. So picture that thing there or this little representation here, but this tall, all right? So I was loaded with two tall Gaylords, okay? And that had mixed mail pieces bound for Lancaster. These Gaylords were loaded first because they would be the last off my trailer. The remainder of the truck was loaded with complete ballots bounded for Harrisburg. I then drove to Harrisburg with the ballots. Usually I offload in one of the seven docks every day, but not on October 21st. I wasn't allowed to offload. That's different. Whenever I pull in the Harrisburg, I go around and I get my dock and I get unloaded and then I roll out. Not that day, all right? Not that day. Instead, I was made to wait for roughly 6 hours in the yard from 9:15 a.m. to 3 p.m. This really ticked me off, all right? Because my brother was in town. He just moved back up, and I wanted to spend some time with him. I tried to get the attention of postal workers, but no one would tell me what's going on. All of this was weird. I arrived at about the same time every day. The expediter scans all my seals and barcodes, and they unload me. But from the time I first arrived in Harrisburg from Bethpage, everything got weird. None of that happened. After waiting 6 hours, I went inside to figure out what's going on. I was told to wait for the transportation supervisor. This was also weird. 16 months I've been doing this. I haven't ever talked to the transportation supervisor for United States Postal Service. I talk to an expediter. I come in, I see an expediter. That's who I deal with. If I have an issue, it's the expediter. I don't deal with anyone else.
All right,
but
so
the
what
expediter.
We're doing is that is a guy that mailed, transferred votes to from Bethpage, New York, to Lancaster, Pennsylvania, in two of those Gaylord boxes that are taller than me. Okay, I'm 6'4". That's a lot of ballots in those boxes. Now, I play that because this is why January 6th happened. This is, remember this, Shady? We reported this on the MG show as it was happening, and there were also several other GOP electors thrown out. So this is Michigan 2020 when the electors for the GOP were actually thrown out. This is why January 6th happened.
Per the Capitol Commission, the governor's office issued a policy to keep the Capitol closed to anybody that has an option here or is in the next door.
So you're telling us we can't enter?
Yes.
Okay, would you say that on the record, please?
I'm not
going
to say it on the record.
What did he say?
He said we can't enter.
What I said was, per the Capitol Commission, per the governor's office, per the Speaker of the House, per the Speaker of the Senate, the Capitol is closed unless you have an office here to conduct business today, or if you are taking part in the Electoral College process. Anybody else is not permitted to come into the Capitol.
They are electors.
The electors are already here. They've been checked in.
No, so
they're not all the electors.
Capitol is closed. All 16 electors that we've been advised by the governor's staff that we're going to be here to vote in the Electoral College have been checked in. We're already here.
But the GOP electors.
These are the rest of the electors.
I understand.
The Capitol
is closed. Everybody
sir,
has permission.
Would you forward?
Captain, the electors are also, the GOP electors are also on the governor's certificate of absentee.
All right, I'm not going to get into a political debate. I'm following orders.
It's not a political debate.
Okay.
It's the official sealed document. Okay. The certificate of ascertainment has also the GOP electors. They are here. They're trying to do their constitutional duty.
I understand.
And their constitutional duty requires them to be at the Senate chamber today at 2 p.m.
Okay.
They're here.
I understand they're not being promoted in. If you have a problem, you can contact the governor's office, the Speaker of the House, the Senate Majority Leader, or...
I saw the governor's press release this morning that said it was COVID. Is that the reason being given?
No.
All right, that was what the press release said. Is there another reason why?
You'd have to ask the governor's office to answer that question. I don't have
any. We have a copy of paperwork that was prepared as electors under their constitutional duty.
Mm-hmm.
Can I speak to the sergeant of arms of the Senate to deliver it to the chamber today?
He's in a meeting right now with the Electoral College. He's not available to me.
Captain Green, is it Captain?
First Lieutenant Green.
First Lieutenant, can you deliver this?
I cannot.
Okay. Is there anyone here that's willing to allow us, I've got elected officials and electors,
okay,
to deliver this to the Senate today at 2 p.m.?
Okay. I can ask the Senate Majority Leader, the House Majority Leader, and...
Senator Mike Shirkey, would you deliver that to him? Tell him Ian Northen.
You can contact his office directly and make arrangements to drop that off to him, sir. I'm not
anything. You're not letting us in the building. His office is inside.
He's not here.
What's that?
He's not here.
So are you telling me that the Senate chamber is in session and the Senate leader's not here?
Yeah. So you'd have to contact his office and make arrangements to meet with him. To
wow.
Somebody from the governor's team that's running this?
You'd have to contact the governor's office with their team to make arrangements for them.
Again, the electors by statute, it's statute MCL 168.47, have to be at the Senate chamber today at 2 p.m. They're trying.
I'm telling you that they're not going to be allowed to enter the Capitol, sir.
All right. Thank you, Lieutenant.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Wow, huh?
The electors can speak for themselves, but the hope and plan.
So, you know, we saw that happen in not just Michigan. We saw others. It was funny, Shady. Remember BG on the scene who followed Antifa throughout the whole summer? Remember when BG on the scene came on during the Capitol riots? BG on the scene is probably Antifa's newsman, if you will. It was always conveniently at areas where he knew violence was going to happen. And I saw this video from BG on the scene and several others from other states. The Electoral College members of the GOP were not allowed in the Capitol in Michigan. We proved this, right as it happened, Shady, before the insurrection. This is why Donald J. Trump is calling foul. There's a foul. This is a foul, Shady Groove. This is Michigan law that they violated blatantly.
They absolutely did. And remember, the BG on the scene guy was also out there in or out here in Oregon whenever all the fires started. They were some of the first people to be covering all of that stuff, too. So just interesting. And the Antifa riots up in Portland, they were there on that. So very interesting locations they always find themselves at.
I also want to show, why did January 6th peacefully protest and then they used it as a fodder to call it an insurrection and lie? Let's watch this. This is, when do you call a plumber, Shady?
From election night, captures a poll worker in Fulton County, Georgia, repeatedly scanning the same stack of ballots. One America's Pearson Sharp explains.
Despite Governor Brian Kemp certifying Georgia's votes, a surveillance video from Fulton County reveals what appears to be a clear-cut case of voting fraud. OAN has reported on the evidence of election tampering in Georgia, including video from the State Farm Arena Tabulation Center in Fulton County, where President Trump was up by over 110,000 votes on election night. But when the rest of the building was evacuated after reports of a burst pipe, which turned out to be false, four poll workers remained behind, including one woman named Ruby Freeman. After pulling out hidden boxes stuffed with ballots, footage analyzed by Gateway Pundit reveals Freeman apparently scanning the same stack of ballots over and over again. Surveillance cameras show these poll workers watched and waited until the GOP observers and reporters had left the room before they resumed scanning their ballots. These four workers then continued counting uninterrupted for over 3 hours until sometime after 1 a.m. During this time, Ruby Freeman, as seen here in this video, repeatedly scanned the same batch of ballots at least 3 times, which is highly illegal, and it's all captured on tape. Freeman was working with her daughter, Wandrea Moss, who was also her election supervisor, and was also caught on camera as one of the four workers who remained behind after election monitors were forced to leave the building. Georgia's officials have made serious efforts to dismiss the evidence presented on these videos, but so far there has been no explanation as to why Ruby Freeman scanned the same ballots multiple times, nor why they remained behind while the rest of the building was evacuated. Lawyers said it's highly unusual for anyone to store briefcases full of ballots under tablecloths, and it's not clear when those briefcases were delivered or why Ruby Freeman and her daughter waited until GOP observers left before they got them out. Based on the number of ballots observed in the briefcases and the number of times Ruby Freeman scanned the same set of ballots, experts say they could easily account for the sudden and mysterious spike in votes for Joe Biden. Pearson Sharp, One America News.
Look at that, Shady. I mean, if that's not evidence of fraud in Georgia now, I don't know what is. But it's been debunked, right?
It's been debunked by what they say. They keep saying that it's been debunked. They never show any debunk. And the reality is you can't debunk an event that occurred because it occurred.
I'm telling you guys, you know, that, so, you know, you see why January 6th happened, why Donald Trump was waiting for Pence to do the right thing. We have video evidence of them locking out the GOP electors in Michigan, ordered by Governor Whitmer, who's also in an FBI plot to kidnap herself. I mean, what is going on, though?
We also, I'm not sure where you're headed right now, but Effectual Insurrection did give me the link to the video that I spoke about just a minute ago. I shared with you here in the VMix. It's about a minute long, but it shows the melee that was going on inside the Capitol that seemingly Tucker wasn't able to find in the video footage. So thank you, Effectual, for getting that.
All right, here we go. Look at him handing bats out. Wow. I mean, watch this, Shady. Yeah.
Jones.
So, Tucker and your team, I'm going to go ahead and post the link right here in rumble.com chat so you can grab it and maybe play it tonight, Shady Groove. Those bats that they're handing out were obviously inside the Capitol before the insurrection, question mark?
Boom. That's exactly right. And didn't you find it interesting that in the piece that Tucker was doing, the one gentleman was saying that they called them armed because they had flagpoles and implements. Well, where did they get all those bats from?
It looks like inside the Capitol, Shady.
Looks that way, doesn't it? Like they had a stock there. It must have been just like, you know, the 1975 supply that they found in the back room or something.
Yeah. What does, this is interesting, what America thinks of Trump?
So, Dale, if you're taking a camera shot, I want you to tell President Trump what you think of him right now.
USA, USA,
USA, USA, USA, USA, USA, USA, USA, USA.
That's right. All right.
Yeah, that's what America thinks of Donald J. Trump, especially right now. And that's what we think about Kevin McCarthy and even Tucker. But we want the evidence. We want it. We do. The Anons want it. We need to go through it. We need to get the narrative out of the hands of the deep state. God bless you guys. And, you know, free the January 6th footage. Free J6 footage. Free the J6 footage, Shady Groove.
I think that our great patriots out there might need to let Mr. Hannity understand how the public feels about Donald Trump, because it really does seem like people are trying to put somebody else in his place. And I had a comment out here saying that the video isn't from security cameras. Yeah, we understand that that video wasn't from the security cameras. That was someone there on the ground. What I was saying is there are security cameras inside there that would have caught that people seem to be ignoring.
Yeah, exactly what you said. Yep. I agree. And you know, you can go to ProPublica Projects. Just go to ProPublica.org and look up January 6th footage, and you'll see all the footage that Dan Bongino allowed them to steal from January 6th.
And one other very interesting tip.
From Parler. I just want to make sure. Dan Bongino was an owner of Parler. All the video footage from January 6th was hacked from his platform, even though Code Monkey Z was telling him how to secure his platform. Shady Groove.
Yeah, and isn't it interesting? You know, I mean, we're really seeing a lot of this stuff play out. And another very interesting tidbit, i.e. Bank of America, by the way, if you have a Bank of America account, well, guess what happened? The federal government on January 7th went to Bank of America and requested all of the transactions from the credit cards in the Washington, D.C. area for the 5th, 6th, and 7th. Bank of America rolled right over and turned over all that information. And as a matter of fact, they even had two tiers of information, the top tier being people whose credit cards had a transaction on January 5th, 6th, or 7th in Washington, D.C., who had ever spent any money on a firearm. Those were elevated. Those were the people that the feds showed up to their homes first. So if you've got Bank of America and you got a visit by the feds, you might want to think about a lawsuit because you got a good one now.
Yeah, really. And I want to just bring the sauce. This is projects.propublica.org. What Parler saw during the attack on the Capitol. So these are the videos. But if you look at this, Tucker, and we knew about this for a long time. This is, you know, Dan Bongino was part of Parler, guys. Code Monkey Z was telling him that there's leaks and holes, and now it got hacked. Maybe it was left open to get hacked. If you want to separate the videos from around DC, you can do this. This is all time stamped. Look how beautiful this is all set up, guys. This is around DC. Oops. Let me just go back. And then this is what near the Capitol. This is near the Capitol, okay? And then this is inside the Capitol. Even their own videos, Shady, show them just milling around and hanging out. Like, we didn't need to wait for this video. We have it right here. Look at them. They're just taking selfies. Yay! I'm taking a tour because the Capitol Police are escorting me around. It's all right here. We did not need to wait for the 40,000, you know, this is what gets me wrong, man. Oh, they got a guy shouting there. But does it look crazy? Oh boy, look at that. Oh, that's terrible. You know, I'm just clicking on randoms, Shady. There's everybody in there. They're looking at the Capitol. Oh, look at the top. There it is. It's satanic, I know. But here, look at this. It doesn't look like a mob at all. And this is footage we had to wait for Tucker Carlson to look at. It's all right here.
he could have debunked this January 6th narrative with vigor 2 years ago. And they've decided to wait this long because, in my opinion, they're attempting to push Donald Trump out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they wouldn't have been able to turn so many people away from him. You know, like you were mentioning, the people that kind of don't know what's going on with Donald Trump. They're not even sure that he's running again. They've heard over and over again all these narratives. You know, this is part of the operation as well, pretending like they don't see. All of that video that ProPublica published was garnered illegally. They stole it. It came from personal accounts, and Parler just turned it over to the feds.
Well, it was hacked, Shady.
Well,
They said it was hacked. I just got to tell you what they said. You know what I mean? I don't believe it. And, you know, you've got, you know, what did Dan Bongino do again?
He was Secret Service. Yeah, he's a good friend of ours.
Mm-hmm. Really hates.
And
Q.
Dan, I live in the same city you do. You want to have me on your show? I'd be glad to come. All right, guys. Here we go. Wouldn't that be fun? So, you know, we've been right about this all along, and God bless you all, Shady. God bless all these people here watching us today, all you beautiful patriots that support this show. I know there was Rumble Rants. This was an important show for us to get out because guess what, Shady? We're always wrong.
Until we're right. And we don't have an ego about it. And we're literally just going to step through this stuff and we're going to show you guys. It's up to you. You know, we're two dudes reading the news. We're giving the information to you. We're not here to tell you what to think. We're not here to tell you how to think. We're just here to show you what it is we think about it. And you come up with your own conclusions. But I'm telling you right now, this is a massive operation. This is both sides of the aisle. This is almost every foreign entity you can imagine cooperatively working together. And they're getting ready to try to distract you from all of it with war in Ukraine. Stick to your guns. Do not let them pull you off of the mark.
And God bless you, Shady Groove. We'll be back tomorrow with another action-packed MG show. We've got Tara Reid. On Thursday, guys. That's Joe Biden's pound me too, or excuse me, hashtag me too person. And we're going to have her here on this show. Do not miss it. And God, we need you now.
I love Shady. You. I love you.
Getting crazy, baby, chill. Don't medicate, just meditate. You waking up now, well, baby, you hella late. Educate, look at what's going on, let it resonate, accelerate. Find your inner hunger like you never ate. Agenda is to push the hate, separate and segregate. Don't celebrate quite yet, the storm is coming, cue for heaven's sake. Violence that they demonstrate, instigate and penetrate. The values of our country and our God is what they desecrate. My fighters ain't no featherweight. Pulling out the seams of the fabric that they fabricate. They feed us lies, manipulate, intimidate through fear and force, forcing us to sit and wait till we come together, congregate, and then we liberate. Praying that you give me strength to find some love amongst the hate. Marching on these streets of blood till I see the golden gates. Troubadour, troubled souls, one of God's servants. Blades out, cut the grass till we see the serpent.
One day I hope you see the truth. This puppet show stays on because of you fools. We've been dancing with the devil way too long. I know it's fun, but get ready to pay your dues. finally see the truth. God, we need you.
I know the truth is hard to swallow, just digest it. Suspected something's going on, but chose to just neglect it. Deflected by some breaking news, oh, we just accept it. Expected just to fall in line and follow their perspective. Don't question their objective, but I got a lot of questions. How these kids molested, but nobody's been arrested. Read it in the testament, these children are protected. So I'm fighting all these terrorists, both foreign and domestic. Refuse to be directed. Blind, not a sheep, only kneel to my God, so I'm dying on my feet. Silence when we speak, but there's violence in the street. I've been rolling with the punches, I can't take it on the cheek. Drink from a glass half full, I'm optimistic. People are sadistic, so vicious and malicious. Praying for assistance to overcome opposition, or I'm gonna start resisting, and then I'll pray for forgiveness.
Oh, one day, I hope you see the truth. This puppet show stays on because of you fools. We've been dancing with the devil way too long. I know it's fun, but get ready to pay your dues. Oh God, come back home. This crazy world is filled with liars and abusers. Need you now before we're too far gone. I hope one day they finally see the truth. God, we need you now.
We need you now.
We need you now.
We need you now.
We need you now. One day, one day, one day. One day, I hope you see the truth. This puppet show stays on because of you. We've been dancing with the devil way too long. I know it's fun, but get ready to pay your dues. Oh God, come back home. This crazy world is filled with liars and abusers. We need you now before we're too far gone. I hope one day they finally see the truth. God, we need you now.
It's the MG Show. God, we need you now. We need people to see the truth for themselves. Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. right here. www.mg.show. Boom.